So many rewards in nature, I find, come from procrastination. For instance, the other day I was walking out to get the mail. The drive was still littered with small pieces of the overhanging pitch pines, twigs, tufts of needles, pine cones, that had been brought down during the previous month's windstorms. I'd been intending to clean up the debris, but hadn't gotten around to it. The surface of the driveway was covered with a flutter of birds. At first I took them for sparrows, but then I noticed that they were an almost equal mix of brick red and dull yellow birds with distinctive double white bars on their dark wings, the characteristic field marks of white-winged crossbills. The males were the red ones, the females yellow. Crossbills are regular, if not common, winter visitors to the Cape and Islands, but it's unusual to see them feeding on the ground like this. In their more northern breeding habitat, they're generally found in the branches of spruce forests, where they use their distinctive crossed bills to pry apart the coniferous cones, extracting the seeds with their tongues. These colorful birds covered the ground in front of me like some living blanket. There were 15 to 20 crossbills on the ground at any one time, but it was hardly a static scene. They were constantly descending, landing, and ascending again. They fell through the air like winged messengers. The ones in the air exhaled a cloud of twittering chirps like hundreds of tiny bangles. They pecked away among the gravel and crushed oyster shells on the driveway like a flock of chickens. I stayed in place, hoping to observe them better before they flushed. Then the unexpected happened. The birds began moving toward me. They seemed totally unaware of me, not even bothering to move to one side as they passed. Bits of feathery grace rained down on me, courtesy of the winds of March. I was enveloped by this moving flock of crossbills, this shifting, shimmering shower of birds, rising and falling, bending and touching the littered earth with their crossed beaks, rising again and moving on. Never have I been surrounded by a flock of birds so utterly oblivious of my presence, and it was that very obliviousness that carried the sense of being blessed. My presence was totally insignificant. I was simply part of the scene they were moving through. For 4 or 5 minutes they gleaned my driveway as I stood completely still, like the statue of some saint, Saint Francis, perhaps, among the birds, soaking in their color and motion and sound. In the end, it was a very ordinary white pickup truck turning onto the corner of our street that scattered them, leaving me once more to myself and feeling strangely bereft.